Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a foreign fishing vessel has been photographed in a mainland creek in far north Queensland. The ABF says the vessel incursions have been increasing due to successful border operations in Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Far north Queensland fisherman Tyrone Fanasia shared a photograph with the ABC last Thursday and claimed the vessel had been in Jakey Creek in Cape York for several days. The Australian Border Force confirmed it had received reports from a member of the public at its Thursday Island District office. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had this to say: "Our message to foreign fishers is really simple. We'll intercept you, you'll lose your catch, your equipment, and possibly your vessel as well."
Glowworm populations that inhabit caves in Springbrook and Tambourine National Parks are under threat from over-tourism. Several rogue, unlicensed tour companies have been found to be breaching the proper regulations and restrictions imposed by Queensland's Department of the Environment, Tourism, Science and Innovation, with fines being handed out to a maximum of $27,500. Griffith University entomologist Roger Kitchling worries that without limits on the numbers of visitors to these sites, the fragile condition of glowworm environments could be disrupted. Professor Kitchling says that slight changes to the ecosystem of glowworms can greatly impact their health. This can include those caused by body heat from large populations of visitors, which change the temperature and humidity of the cave.
In national news, climate scientists have warned that extreme rising temperatures have the capacity to make parts of Northern Territory unlivable unless urgent action is taken. The Climate Justice Alliance has warned that the top end of the state is particularly at risk, with environmental activist Ned Bible saying that without urgent action, extreme heat will make the Northern Territory in less than 40 years. Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities will be disproportionately affected as climate change exacerbates factors like disparate housing qualities, infrastructure, health, economies, and pressure on energy.
The Sydney Mardi Gras party has been cancelled just weeks out from happening, with organisers citing significant financial loss and uncertain sponsorship as the primary factors behind the decision. Jesse Matheson, the chief executive of Mardi Gras, said, "The decision was made to cancel all events except Parade, Fair Day, Laneway and the Glitter Club viewing area, and to create Black Cherry and a new celebration event for the First Nations community, After Party with Black Joy." Despite the financial struggles, Matheson guaranteed the festivities would return in 2027.
In international news, Spain is looking to implement an age verification system to social media in a move to ban access for children under the age of 16. The move comes roughly 2 months into Australia's own social media ban, which caught international attention, particularly in the United Kingdom and France. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced his government's plan at the World Government Summit in Dubai on Tuesday, ushering a call to similar measures from other European countries. Sanchez says that Spain has joined what he calls a coalition of digitally willing alongside 5 other European countries that share similar interests in coordinating and enforcing internet regulations to protect youth from the, quote, digital Wild West.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with light winds. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28, and the fire danger is moderate, with the UV index predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.